Hey everyone, Brand and Cole here, and welcome back to Ford Achieve First. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, something that can make or break your dreams. Building self-discipline. You know that feeling when you set a goal, like finally learning to play that guitar or writing that novel, but then life happens. Suddenly, Netflix is calling, the couch is looking mighty comfy, and starting tomorrow becomes a recurring theme. We've all been there, right? But here's the thing. Self-discipline isn't about being a robot, denying yourself all the good stuff, or torturing yourself with relentless willpower. It's about becoming the architect of your own life, consciously choosing actions that align with your goals, even when motivation dips below zero. It's about creating habits that help you level up and become the best version of yourself. So, how do we actually build this mythical self-discipline? Let's break it down into some actionable steps. First up, clarity is king. Ever heard the saying, aimless arrows rarely hit the target? Same goes for goals. Be crystal clear about what you want to achieve. Write it down, visualize it, make it so vivid that you can almost taste the sweet victory. When you know exactly where you're aiming, self-discipline becomes less of a struggle and more like following a well-charted course. Next, break it down. That big goal might seem daunting, right? Like trying to climb Mount Everest in flip-flops. But here is the secret. Break it into smaller, manageable steps. Think of it like building a house. You don't start with the roof, do you? You lay the foundation first. The smaller steps become stepping stones on your path to success, and each one completed fuels your motivation and builds momentum. Now, let's talk about environment. Ever notice how being surrounded by positive, supportive people can lift your spirits and make you want to conquer the world? Conversely, negativity can drain your energy and sabotage your best intentions. Surround yourself with people who believe in your dreams and celebrate your wins, big or small. And ditch those negative influences that hold you back. Here's a game changer. Build rituals around your goals. You know how athletes have pre-game routines to get in the zone? Well, create those rituals for your goals too. It could be anything from meditating for 5 minutes before starting work on that novel to listening to a specific playlist while hitting the gym. These rituals signal your brain that it's time to focus and perform, making self-discipline feel more automatic and less like a chore. And finally, remember to celebrate those wins. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves recognition. Celebrate your victories, acknowledge your progress, and don't let yourself get bogged down by setbacks. Remember, you're building something incredible here, one step at a time. Think about the time you really wanted to learn to play the guitar. Maybe you bought it, even took some lessons, but life got busy, distractions popped up, and pretty soon, your beautiful instrument was collecting dust in a corner. Sound familiar? Well, imagine this. You set clear goals. I want to be able to play 3 songs by next month. Break them down into smaller steps like learning a specific chord every day and build a ritual around it. Maybe that's 30 minutes of practice right after work with your favorite guitar playing playlist in the background. You surround yourself with supportive friends who encourage your musical journey and you celebrate each small victory nailing a new chord, playing for an entire song. Suddenly, self-discipline isn't just about willpower. It's about creating a system that makes progress feel natural and enjoyable. So, remember this. Building self-discipline isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up consistently. It's about making small, positive choices every day that move you closer to your goals. And trust me, the journey is just as rewarding as the destination. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on how you build self-discipline in the comments below. What are some strategies that have worked for you? Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to level up. And don't forget to hit subscribe and share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of fortitude first. Until next time, keep forging ahead.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.